weekend, actually tomorrow night. And right off the top, I'm going to throw at you your favorite team, bye week, Christine Michael, Matt Cassel. If you're a Cowboy buyer, okay, what direction are you going? Because Romo's got to come back eventually, Michael. And Dez is going to be back eventually. Are Cowboy players like Michael a good buy right now?
Certainly worth a roster spot, that's for sure. One of the first things I did when I got up this morning and went to the computer and saw the news, I tried to pick up Michael in every league I possibly could, just because it's smart management, because what's the worst thing that can happen? He is in a backfield committee, he doesn't produce, you cut him. Remember, the Cowboys have arguably the best offensive line in the entire league. So any running back who is seeing any significant carries or touches behind that offensive line is going to have some fantasy value. It's one of those plays that may or may not work out for fantasy owners, but it's well worth doing if you need a running back and you have one of those dead spots on your roster.
I actually have three of those dead spots, but that's my own problem.
That's not good. Hopefully they're not in your starting lineup.
No, Lamar Miller was one of those dead spots, and I blew him out, so I've just had enough. Matt Cassel, where are you at on Matt Cassel?
Well, as a Cowboys fan, I like the move because Brandon Whedon, not doing so well. But from a fantasy perspective,
sure.
No chance. Matt Cassel is not going to be someone that I'm even looking at without Dez Bryant, especially in the lineup. So Cassel is a smart move by the Cowboys in real football and fantasy football. It's much ado about nothing.
All right, and I'm getting a lot of questions about that move this morning. So let's move over to New Orleans. Willie Snead's name is popping up more and more. Mm-hmm. Are you a buyer or seller on Willie Snead?
Well, you have to be a buyer. And you know, I loved Brandon Cooks coming into the year.
Yep.
And he had a good game last week, finally. But Snead's been the better wide receiver, which all of us predicted, right, this year. New Orleans has been tough, and he's certainly worth adding, though. There's no question about it. He is producing maybe not on the level of Julio Jones or DeAndre Hopkins, but he's in the number three wide receiver conversation, that's for sure.
Sort out the Falcons wide receivers. Getting a lot of questions there.
Well, I think it's sorted out. Julio's the number one guy. Roddy White is completely out of the mix and not even worth a roster spot right now. I've cut Roddy White in my dynasty league. Just don't see him getting any better. Leonard Hankerson is now the number two, and he's rosterable in just about every 10 and 12 team league. Jacob Tammy occasionally will put up a good stat line. I don't trust him to do it very often, but how about Devontae Freeman? I mean, this guy's got 20 more fantasy points than the next best running back, who's Jamaal Charles, who unfortunately is now out for the season. And Freeman barely did anything in the first couple of games because Tevin Coleman was the starter. So right now, Devontae Freeman is this year's Justin Forsett, the guy who came out of nowhere to become a fantasy star. Hopefully he can keep it up.
Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, with us from the NFL Network, NFL.com, joins us every week. You mentioned Jamaal Charles. Strategy on the Charles injury?
Well, you're going to the waiver wire, and hopefully you've done this already because we're talking about Wednesday. But Charcandrick West is going to be the most popular name to pick up. He's actually seen his ownership percentage increase by 20 on NFL.com. Now, Niall Davis is going to see some run as well, and we've seen Niall Davis come in and play well in the absence of Jamaal Charles in the past. So he's rosterable as well. But Andy Reid said yesterday that he feels like West is closer to Jamaal Charles in terms of his skill set. Clearly, you're never going to be able to replace a player of that caliber. But West is the way to go. Davis is sort of the secondary pickup if you're not able to get West. And I will tell this, too. I tweeted this out as well. If you grabbed West and you don't really need him, go and look for the team that has Jamaal Charles and try to snake a trade. Because it makes all the sense in the world for a desperate owner to maybe give up a little bit more than they should for a player we don't know a whole heck of a lot about. And who knows, you could end up getting a steal. If you're not trading, you're not trying, and all's fair in love and fantasy football. See that? I gave you two right there. I gave you two. So give West a look off the waiver wire, and if you don't need him, try to flip him.
Sort out what's going on here in Arizona in your strategy with Ellington and Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson has looked really good.
Yep.
I mean, Ellington had a good stat line last week, but it was all in that one run. And Bruce Arians loves to use his veterans, clearly. And Chris Johnson has done nothing to lose the top spot on the depth chart. So It's a three-headed backfield committee. We saw David Johnson get goal line work last week, too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to expect any one of the three to put up huge stat lines every single week. I mean, right now the pecking order is CJ, Ellington, and then David Johnson. But Arians typically likes to use one guy as the featured back, but maybe he's going to go away from that now. Maybe CJ2K is going to be the guy who sees early down work and is the quote-unquote featured back. But Ellington comes in and plays on passing downs, and David Johnson comes in near the goal line, short yardage, almost like the Giants, but better than the Giants because Arizona's running backs are actually producing.
Where are you at on Broncos offensive players? Again, a lot of questions about how much longer do I
gracious. What? Yeah. You know, Peyton Manning is throwing the football like my girlfriend's five-year-old son right now.
Wow.
It comes out of his hand, and it's fluttering.
Harsh.
And I mean, Peyton Manning is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, fantasy quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. Of all time, okay? Better than Dan Marino.
He was.
But he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
He started to show some cracks in the levee last year. And right now, you can't trust him to put up a good number against the Raiders. And they don't have a good pass defense at all. And now you've got Peyton playing the Browns this week, and their pass defense has been trashed too, and you still can't trust him. So the problem is that Peyton's taken Demaryius Thomas with him. It's a scenario where Emmanuel Sanders is still putting up numbers. Neither one of the running backs is trustworthy, although I think Hillman is still going to end up being more trustworthy in fantasy, and I'd play him as a sleeper flex if I really needed this week against the Browns, and their run defense has not been good. You've got four teams on a bye as well. But Peyton's really dragging Demaryius Thomas down, too. And that could be a sign of things to come if you're in a dynasty league and you have Demaryius because you got Brock Osweiler next up. And I would be surprised if Peyton Manning's playing football next year.
Well, I mean, Michael, if they can't score points against the Browns, what do you know. From
well,
there,
the Raiders,
just,
too.
No, but if this Sunday, if they don't score, then I'm looking at it saying, I'm done with any Broncos. I have to be done at least for a while.
But, Brad, can you seriously bench Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders?
No, I know. By trade him?
How do you do that?
Do I trade him?
Peyton. Sanders you can trade because his value hasn't taken a hit. But, I mean, DT's value is taking somewhat of a hit right now. What are you going to get for him? I mean, that's the thing. If you feel that Demaryius Thomas is not going to produce this year and that Peyton Manning's going to completely drag him down the rest of the year, then right now is the time to package Demaryius and another player and trying to get maybe DeAndre Hopkins or try to get someone of value. But I don't know if people are going to fall for that.
Yeah, but it's one of those teams to watch this weekend. All right.
Yes.
So Michael Fabiano with us. Before I let you go, who do you start? Who do you sit this week? What matchups do you like? What matchups don't you like this week?
Well, I like Peyton Manning's matchup. It doesn't mean I'm going to start him. I just don't trust him at this point. Carson Palmer, I mean, you know, in the preseason I said that he would be a great draft bargain. He's been better than even I thought he was going to be. Dalton's been amazing. I mean, Dalton has more points than anybody right now. If you told me that in the preseason, that after 5 weeks Andy Dalton was your top scoring fantasy wide receiver, I would seriously question your sanity. But it's true. Bortles has been good. I like him this week. I don't like Cam Newton. He's averaged fewer than 150 passing yards with one touchdown in three career games in Seattle. I mean, against Seattle, and especially in the link, you can't trust him. I don't trust Manning this week, Eli, that is. He has not played well historically in Philadelphia. You know, Josh McCown has been one of the three hottest quarterbacks in fantasy football over the last 3 weeks, but I'm not playing him against Denver because that defense is just unreal this year. A couple of big names that have not produced that I would still start, Eddie Lacy and Calvin Johnson. Johnson typically does very well against the Bears, especially at home. I also like T.J. Yeldon and Deion Lewis this week. Carlos Hyde's a good play at running back. I'm benching every Redskin. Listen, I'm even benching John Riggins. I don't trust any Redskins running back at this point. Jeremy Hill's a really tough sell right now. So is Jonathan Stewart. So is your buddy Lamar Miller, who has really done nothing along
brutal
with most of the Dolphins' offensive skill position players.
Awful.
I'm a big fan of Brandon Marshall, Fitz, T.Y. Hilton this week. I would be benching Jordan Matthews and Jarvis Landry, Pierre Garçon. There's a rule in fantasy. If you're playing the Jets, you shouldn't be playing on fantasy teams. And that is the week. This is the rule this week that's going to keep a lot of Redskins on the bench.
Appreciate your time and your insight as always, Michael. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Take care.